I saw she had a tattoo on her finger. I'm curious. I ask questions. I don't know what y'all do. She had already got up. She had asked me if I'd watch her stuff while she went and got a bottle of water. I said, well, I promise I won't steal it. She came back. I said, I had to beat up three guys, tried to take it, but still there. And she laughed, you know. But I saw that tattoo, and I said, now I want to ask you a question. I said, didn't that hurt? I said, did that hurt? And she said, man, it hurt like crazy. I said, well, I thought it would. The skin is, you know, thin, and there's not muscle and everything. I said, that had to hurt. Like she said, it hurt terrible. I said, why in the world you do something like that to yourself? You know, and we talked a little bit. Hey, we'll talk about everything. We'll talk about the gospel. We'll talk about the gospel. Notice what Paul said. There he said in the last of verse 12, he said, he put me in the ministry. He put me in the ministry. Let me just say this to you, okay? God didn't call all of you to the ministry the way he did Paul. I understand that. God didn't call you to preach in the sense of pastoring or standing behind a pulpit and preaching. I understand God didn't call you, okay? Preaching is a ministry. The preacher needs to be put in the ministry by God. Not by man, not by mom, not by dad, not by grandma. It needs to be put there by God. God needs to call men, all right? And God does call men. And you want to be sure, if you get a preacher, he's God called, all right? If you got a pastor, you want to be sure he's God called man, all right? God puts people in that ministry. But I want you to remember, God gives you a ministry if you'll let him. God gives you a ministry. Oh, not the Apostle Paul, maybe never pastor a church. You may not do anything like it, but he gives you a ministry. Do it. Make yourself available. Work in that ministry. Work in that ministry. Places that God can use you, let him do that, all right? So Paul said the first thing, he said, look what God did for me. He enabled me. But then, if you will, look at verse 13. Look at verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor, and injurious. Man, what a list of sins Paul peeled off. A blasphemer. He was guilty. He was a blasphemer. He was a persecutor. Man, that was what he thought he was supposed to do. When God called him on the road to Damascus, he was on his way to try to reach some folks that were Christians and to grab them and throw them in jail and to injure them. He said, I'm every bit of that, all right? Man, don't you like that three-letter word, B-U-T? But I obtained mercy. Paul said, he enabled me, but thank God he excused me. Aren't you glad he does that? Thank God for his mercy. You know, it seems like I've been talking about mercy a great deal in the last few weeks. But the truth is, it's a great blessing to have the mercy of God. And God's mercy is poured out on us. It's good to have it because we've needed it. Every one of us have needed it. If just think about it. If you had to put on paper your sins, what would that list look like? What would that list look like if you had to put on that paper your sins? I don't know about y'all, but I don't think three would be enough. There'd be some other things if we had to do it. But I'm like Paul. I could list them, and then I could say, but I obtained mercy. But I obtained mercy. Isn't that good that God has excused you? God's forgiven that. He's given us mercy. Some of you probably needed it this last week. Maybe something happened and you lost it. Somebody said they lost their Christianity, you know. Maybe you came out with profanity. Maybe even used God's name in vain. Now, here we are sitting in church. We look around. We don't like to think anybody in here would do that. And I hope you didn't. But I'll be honest with you, I know there's a ton of people in churches across the land today that did. Wasn't it a good thing that God will excuse us? But wait a minute. Look what Paul said there in verse 13. He said, I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. The Apostle Paul, he was a blasphemer, but he thought he was doing, when he blasphemed, he thought he was doing right. When he persecuted, he thought he was doing right. When he injured folks, hey, when he stood by and Stephen was stoned to death, and Paul held, Saul of Tarsus at that time, held their coats of those who stoned him, and I'm sure cheered them on, he thought he was doing right. He was doing it ignorantly in unbelief. But how many of us can say what I did was ignorantly? Many thousands would have to say they did it, and are not the least bit ignorant. We knew what we were doing, knew better. But God's had mercy on them, just as he did on Paul when Paul was ignorant. Oh, thank goodness for the mercy of God. Mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, he enabled me, but he excused me of those sins, those things I did. And then you look at verse 14. Verse 14, he said, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. Hey, he enabled me, he excused me, but he exceedingly blessed me. Oh, how God had bestowed his grace on Paul. But wait a minute, he's done the same for us. He's done the same. That grace, Paul said it was exceeding abundant. Not just a little bit, but a bunch. And really, not just a bunch, but a whole bunch, all right? Don't you ever stop and think, how would you say it? You and I would probably, I don't use the words, it was exceeding abundant. I don't say that very much, do you? But I say, man, I got a whole bunch. I just got a whole bunch of it. Exceeding abundant. That's God's blessing on us, all right? That's God's grace in action in our life. He just keeps on giving to us, all right? He said it was abundant with faith. It's abundant with faith. That's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so sad today to me that so many Christians exercise so little faith. So little faith. The Lord, when he was there in the boat with the disciples, and the storm grew up and heat blew up, he was asleep, and they went over and said, Master, save us! We're going to perish! And he got up with the word, still the storm, and said, oh, ye of little faith. Wonder how many times he thinks that about us. So many Christians today exercise so little faith. So little faith. I'm almost tempted to say a lot of Christians, the only faith they ever exercise is when they got saved. And ever since then, they've been trying to take care of themselves. I'm living on my own, all right? We get up and sing, I'm living by faith. A lot of people, to tell the truth, said, I'm living on my own, okay? We're not living by faith. We don't exercise faith in God, all right? We take out a pen and a piece of paper, and we try to figure out how we're going to be able to live and how we're going to be able to do things. Now, I'm not saying you ought to live wildly and with no thought, but, I mean, we ought to exercise some faith, all right? So many people don't have faith to walk with God. Just to walk with him, just to trust him. All right, Lord, I'll go where you say to go. I'll walk with you wherever. He says, this is the way, walk ye in it. We say, I can't see very far that way. Now this way over here, I can see where it's going. And I'm a little bit hesitant over here. Wait a minute. He said, this is the way. But that requires faith. That requires faith. We don't exercise that faith. We just want to have what we can see, all right? What we can see. Some people, they only have the faith. They don't have the faith to trust him with their finances. Don't do that. So many Christians, man, preacher, I can't tithe. I can't give the missions. I just can't do it. Well, none of us can. But if you trust God, he'll make it. All right? Just do what he said. Just trust him. Trust him. Put it in his hands, all right? Give it to him. We don't have faith to, serve him. A lot of people, it seems like their faith only operates on Sunday. And not much then. Some of them's only good 1 hour, 11 to 12. On Sunday, that's my faith, you know. And Lord, I'm walking by faith. I'm living by faith. 1 hour on Sunday. And the rest of the week, it's all what I can see. It's all what I can understand. It's all where I'm going. And if I can't figure it out, I'm not taking that step, all right? Just not going to do it. Hey, what a shame. Look, he's blessed us with enough faith to get us through all 7 days a week and all 52 weeks of the year. In everything, in every situation, if we just avail ourselves of that faith. Well, preacher, I don't have enough faith. Well, get in the book. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Get in the book. Get in the book. Pay attention when you're at church. Some of you out there that are just watching, come more often. Amen. Or watch more often. If you absolutely can't come, watch more. Be there. Get involved in it. I mean, I'm just talking about, here's your faith. Here's your faith. Well, I got saved. Okay, what else? Well, I got saved. But we're to live by faith. We're to live by faith. We're to walk by faith. God, Paul, man, he said, boy, he's exceedingly abundantly blessed me with faith. Faith. But not only that, that grace was abundant with love, which is in Christ. Be honest with you. Anytime I need to say anything about the love of God, I don't even know where to start. Just don't know where to start. I think of that song that was penned that says the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Hey, oh love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless, how strong. It shall forevermore endure. The saints and angels' song. Man, how do you even talk about the love of God? Hey, man, to be blessed with that love which is in Christ. He gives it to us. I don't think he gives it to us just to keep it, just to bask in it and think, boy, it's wonderful to be loved by the Lord. Hey, you hear me? He puts that love on us and gives it to us. You know what? We can turn around and take it and give it to somebody else. Just love somebody else a little bit. Love somebody else a little bit. I can't help it. I think about a young lady that came up to me Friday after the service, and she stood there, and just the tears just rolled down her cheeks talking to me. I couldn't think, you know, but help but think. This girl just, they want people to love them. This world's filled with people just want somebody to love them the way the Lord loves us. God help us to do that. Hey, it doesn't cost you anything to love somebody. Now, it can. It can. But, man, just let people know, hey, I love you. Care about you. The love of God. Love of God. How do you describe it? Well, you can't. Could we with ink the ocean fill and were the skies with parchment made, where every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above would drain the oceans dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God, how rich, how pure. How measureless and strong. I'm going to tell you something. That's the love he's given us. I can't help it. I was reading these verses, and I was looking and thinking, Lord, what do you want me to do, and how do you want me to treat these verses in a message? And I thought, yeah, look what God's done for me. Look what God's done for me. You ever just stop and think, look what he's done for me? Are you thankful for God's enabling in your life? Are you thankful for that? Are you faithful to him? What are you doing with the gospel he's entrusted to you? After all, he's excused in us, and after all, he's blessed us with. What are we doing to give back to him? What are we doing to give back to him? Heavenly Father, would you help us tonight? When I think about, look what God's done for me, I can't describe it. I can't put it into words. Lord, I can't thank you enough for what you've done. I'm so glad you saved me, Lord. I'm just so glad you saved my soul. You have blessed me beyond measure. You put me in a family. Lord, what a blessing. What a blessing. And then you call me into the ministry. You could use that shy, bashful, introverted fellow. Oh, my soul, thank you for what you've done for me. Lord, every one of us ought to have that testimony of, look what God has done for me. Help us to have it. Help us to tell it. Help us to be thankful. In your name I pray. Amen.